Angel. It's so beautiful to be here. And I never want to leave, never want to leave, never want to leave. Ooh, and I don't have to live in fear. Cause I know you're watching. Watching over me, watching over me. You see me running, running back to you.
Precious, so pure. someone told me, I don't know if he's here, Yehuda's here. Yehuda Lehrfeld gave me a little bit of Musser, a good Musser, is that he had seen the quote of Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept the people who I can't change and the courage to change the people who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me, to chazer over, for us to remember that there's only one person who we maybe can change, maybe if we're lucky, we could change ourselves, maybe, as the tzaddikim tell us, to change one thing about us. You know, we get frustrated when we don't see change in ourselves, and the tzaddikim tell us that it's harder to change one midah than to learn all of Shas. So if it takes 7.5 years, let's say, however long it takes for a person to do Daf Yomi, and that's just doing 45 minutes a day. So let's say a person sits and learns all day to try and be koina, to know Shas. So could you imagine what it is to change one midah, for a person to change himself? So for sure I can't change somebody else. There's no way I could change somebody else. And a lot of times we forget that really the business that I need to live in my own business, because when we try and change my parents, when we try and change my roommate, when we try and change somebody else, it's frustrating. Because number one, it's not your job. It's not your job to change anybody. Number two, it's not possible. Even if it was your job, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It won't work to try and change somebody else. But what we could try and do is we can try and look within ourselves, each and every one of us, and to get to know ourselves and to know what I can do. Yaakov Avinu, to me, first of all, we're all Yaakov Avinu. We're going to learn about that. Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, we are Yaakov. You are Yaakov. Even if your name's not Yaakov, we're Bnei Yisrael. We are Yaakov Avinu, each and every one of us. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, never died. Yaakov Avinu lives forever. The Jewish people live forever. Each and every one of us go through, right? Each and every one of us go through, what's that song, the Hanan Ben Ari song? Cholem Kamo Yosef, right? All of us, right? Rabbi Weinberger said it. Whoa. Shlaimi. Wow. Cholem Kamo Yosef, come. Perfect time. Ani cholem kamo Yosef. Each and every one of us is like Yosef HaTzadik. Each and every one of us was thrown into a pit. Each and every one of us has an Esav that we have to deal with. Each and every one of us limps from the damage of the Goyim, of the Umas HaOlam, of Yishmal, of Esav. We're all Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi. We're all left in a certain way alone to battle. Whatever each and every one of us, where does that come from? That comes from our grandfather. That comes from the Zayde. It comes from being a Yid. It comes from Yaakov Avinu. Comes from us, from Klal Yisrael. You're not going through anything. I don't want to invalidate anybody, whatever you're going through. But anything that you're going through, if someone has gone through that, obviously not that specific thing that you're going through, but in a macro sense, we all go through our challenges. Every person goes through. That's Yaakov Avinu, that's Yisrael. As in this week's parasha, we become Yisrael. Yisrael, we're able to succeed, each and every one of us. Each and every one of you will succeed. Each and every one of you will be matzliach. You are matzliach. You are matzliach. If you're in yeshiva, if you're here, if you're listening to this shir, so what do you want? You want more. I want more. I want to be better. I want to be better. That's the whole shofar, the whole inyan of shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Shifru ma'aseichem. Shifru ma'aseichem. I just want to be better. I want to just be better. I just want to be a better yid. I want to be more connected to myself. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. It starts now. It doesn't start when you're married. It doesn't start when you're married. It starts right now. It doesn't start when you're married. It starts right now that you start thinking of what type. It doesn't mean you're not going to fail. You're going to fail. You're going to fail. You're going to mess up. It doesn't mean you're not going to mess up. Like we said last week, Shevel Yipol Tzadik, you're going to mess up. It's not about not messing up. It's not about not messing up. It's about trying as best as you can to build yourself up, to set yourself up to success, for success, in every area that you can imagine, in every area that you can imagine, in every area. It doesn't matter if you're 30, if you're 40, if you're 15, if you're 18, it doesn't matter. Mamish doesn't matter. Yaakov Avinu in these parshiyos is in his 70s, 80s, saying, okay, they lived a different life. But Yaakov Avinu teaches us that Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, he teaches us Im Lavan Garti, Lavan Arusha. I was going to ask you, Rabbi Shek, we got to talk about that. Im Lavan Arusha. He lived with Lavan. He had to deal with Lavan. And we all know the famous Rashi, Garti to Medrash. Garti is Taryag. Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. We can't imagine the days, the nights. It says he basically didn't sleep. He was dealing with a force that was so difficult, building the Jewish people. You're going to do the same. Each and every one of you are doing the same. You're doing the same. Oh, he gets clopped. Oh, he gets hit. What, the Jewish people, we don't get hit? I'm not talking about those who got frosk. Anybody here who got frosk, who got hit as a kid in Cheder, I don't want to say this, pardon the video, I'm saying this publicly. Boy, are you putter from a lot of things, I can tell you that. On my cheshbon, whatever that means, whatever cheshbon I have. Whatever cheshbon I have. I don't know what cheshbon I have. This you could video. I'm willing to go to H-E-L-L for that. I'm willing to go to H-E-L-L if a kid gets hit by his Rebbe. If you got frosk from your Rebbe and you're upset and you have trouble learning Chumash, good for you. Good for you. Don't learn Chumash. You'll learn it at the right time. When is the right time? You got hit by another person because your finger wasn't on the place from a Meshuggah? Yes, it's a Meshuggah, and I stand strong to say that. Anybody who hits, anybody who got frosk in your generation, who got petch for Torah, for not being sensitive, that's mamash. I'm sorry if I'm talking a little bit strong. Maybe I'm not talking strong enough. Where's my clap, guys? Exactly. But what's the pshat? But why am I saying that? Because im lavan garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti is that Yiddishkeit and Torah. Yaakov Avinu represents. Okay, Shlomo's hands up. I can't. Well, I'm not sure what that means.
Just physically hurting someone or emotionally hurting someone?
Oh, you're saying if your Rebbe hurt you with his words?
In this day and age, it's kind of more like
that's more applicable. Same thing.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's a good point. I have to think about that. Yeah. No, meaning you're right. You're 100% right. I'm not sure why I'm not sure why once someone's physically, I'll tell you the difference. Okay, now we're opening up a little bit. If someone tells me he hit their wife, I'll beat you to a pulp. If someone said that you, yeah, exactly. If you lift your hand to your wife, I'll come with a bat. Okay, I'm saying that. That's okay, everyone, whether you're okay with that or not, I'm coming with a bat. Okay, if I hear Chas V'Shalom, someone lifts his hands to your wife, if someone's going to say something not nice to his wife, I don't know if I'm going to come over and with a bat. But I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, for some reason, you know, once you're picking up, you're lifting up your hand to a little innocent kid, it's a little bit, you know, the truth is, a little kid could spit back at the Rebbe a little bit, so I think that's good. You know, du bist eichet, Right? You could scream back at the Rebbe. They do that, I'm sure, right? You'd say the Rebbe, you could scream back. No, you can't. You get a nachafrask. Okay, well, how did I get into this? I'm talking about Yaakov Avinu. I'll tell you why we got into it. Because Yiddishkeit, Im Lovan Garti, and Tarjag Mitzvah Shamarti go in the same. The Momo's Alta Alta Zeda, and Ruven Yona's Alta Alta Zeda, Zadie Ruderman, who I was zoicha to learn in his yeshiva. And he said a beautiful pshat. He said, why does Rashi say, and I didn't learn from Tarjag Mitzvah Shamarti, and I didn't learn from his bad midas. So Rashi says, like a funny lashon, I kept all the mitzvahs, and I didn't learn from his bad midas. From says v'loy lamarti memais of harayim. Why are we separating? Why do we need both of them? What do I need both of them? If I kept the mitzvahs, then I didn't learn from his bad deeds. Why do I need both? Just say I didn't learn from Lavan, and I kept all the mitzvahs. The answer is the point of Yiddishkeit and the mitzvahs is to make you a better person. The point of putting on tefillin is so that you would never lift up your hand to hurt anyone. It's to make your heart more sensitive, to make your brain more sensitive. The mitzvah of mezuzah, every mitzvah that we have is to make us more connected. The Zohar says that mitzvah is melashon tzavsa. Tzavsa means I'm connected. We have a closer relationship. Yiddishkeit, Shabbos, Torah, Yaakov Avinu is someone, we were talking a little bit before, Rabbi Schick and I, it refines who you are as a person. You become a sweeter person. You become a better person. That's why this yeshiva is not a chiddush. This yeshiva is not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush to work on yourself and to get more. People say, oh, I like this yeshiva because I get more emotionally. There we talk about emotions, and we talk about who we are, and we develop ourselves, as opposed to what? What else is a yeshiva doing? What else is the purpose of a yeshiva? The whole purpose of a yeshiva, the whole reason we're in yeshiva, is to work on ourselves, is to become better, is to become closer to Hashem, is to love Yidden more, is to understand yourself, is to be closer to yourself. The Chayza from Lublin, this is crazy. The Chayza from Lublin says, a Russia who knows he's a Russia is more connected to Hashem. I didn't say this. Than a tzaddik who thinks he's a tzaddik. He says, why? Yaakov Avinu. Chaysama Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The closer you are to the truth, the closer you are to Hashem. The closer you are to the truth, the closer you are to Hashem. So if you're closer to yourself, then you're closer to Hashem. When you do a mitzvah, when you realize that a mitzvah that I do is there to make me a better person, it's there to make me a more sensitive person, it's there to make me someone who is more sensitive to the Jewish people, I want to be more sensitive. I want to be more sensitive to the Jewish people. We're losing, in this yeshiva, we're losing, no, I don't want to say losing like that, but Burich Naiman, you guys know Baruch Naiman? Yeah. Baruch Naiman. We're losing. We have a lot. The reason I say losing is because we have to make it up. We all have to make it up to strengthen ourselves. To be a person, Burich never, I don't know if he's ever gotten angry in his, I'm sure deep down, maybe a little bit, maybe he is a human being. But the sweetness, this is a Yid. You want to know what a Yid is? You want to know who Yaakov Avinu looked like? You want to know how a Yid walks around and talks to other Yidden? Like Burich Naiman. That's how you talk to other people with a softness. Esav, yeah. What's incredible about the Jewish people is that we're so good. That's why I love the song Yidden, because we're so sweet and we're so good. We just need to, you know, they say that Reb Tzadik talks how Avram and Yitzchak had to shovel and uncover a well. Because a well, listen to this pshat. Yaakov Avinu doesn't have to dig a well. Avram and Yitzchak dig. So Reb Tzadik explains, because what happens when you dig a well and then you see the water? Did you create the water? You didn't create the water. The water was there the entire time. The water, the effervescent, flowing, beautiful, life-giving water is there the entire time. Avram and Yitzchak had to dig and dig and dig. Yaakov Avinu, which is all of us, what we know is, we know, each and every one of us knows, that we have such an incredible be'er. A be'er is effervescent, flowing, fresh water which gives life. Which gives life. Each and every one of us has so much water, has so much alive inside of us. The Yetzirah, the Esav of Yishmael and of Esav. The Yetzirah of Yishmael and Esav want to get you to fall and get you to think that you are not full of so much. That's the main avod of the Yetzirah, is to push a person down, is to make you not realize that it's already there. The well is already there. The wellspring is already there. All Yaakov Avinu did last week was flick it off, it says, like a bottle cap. Yaakov Avinu, im lavan garti. How is he able to do that? You know what I think he was able to do is vayivaser Yaakov levado. You have to be willing to look in the mirror against your parents, against your rebbeim. I don't mean against in that way. You have to be able to stand strong within yourself and to believe in yourself that you have so much good. You have so much toiv. Oh, you were told you're not good. Oh, you were told you were given a frask, whether with a hand or with words. That is the Yetzirah attacking us. That's the Yetzirah telling you you're not good enough. It's the Yetzirah telling you that you can't become what you want to become. That you are not ever flowing, that you're not overflowing. You're not overflowing. That's what the Yetzirah wants each and every one of us to think. The Zayde Ruderman, Ruderman said over, is that when a person taps in to the mitzvahs and he realizes, when a person realizes that the reason I'm turned off from certain things in Yiddishkeit has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, has nothing to do with Shabbos, has nothing to do with Torah. It has to do with the klipa of me not seeing the pnimius. When I look in the pnimius, when a person is able to see the effervescent water that I have within myself, no matter what they told me as a kid, no matter what my brother did to me, no matter what I struggle with, no matter what I am able to become, you look at the tzaddikim, you look at the big tzaddikim, the tzaddikim are vayivaser Yaakov levadoi, are able to stand alone. You got to be able to stand alone and look at yourself and strengthen yourself and find that beauty within yourself, to find it, to find that beauty, to see that beauty, to discover the beauty. No matter what your father told you, no matter what your mother told you, no matter what, how much pech you got, no matter what your situation is, no matter what your situation is. For Burich, I don't know how, I know one thing. Baruch is a Vizritzer Chassid, where he was brought up as a Vizritzer Chassid. I know he says Burich Atu. We don't say, most of us here, 99% of us here, don't say Burich Atu. How many guys say Burich Atu? You two? Three. Okay, Yehuda. Burich Atu. Now what? It doesn't matter what you say, Burikata. What matters is, I'll tell you what matters. What matters is, right? You don't need a Bekacha. New singer has a song go? You don't need a Bekacha. You don't need a Bekacha. All I need is you. Now I'm gonna say a Perish, right? You guys know I like to say a Perish in a song. All I need is you. It's not talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. It's talking about you. All I need is you. All I need is you. Because the
song was saying.
Oh, that is Hashem. Oh, that's Pashup Shot. I don't need a Bekacha. All I need is you. Is Burich Naiman. Anybody, what happened? You know what's funny? You know what happens? I'll tell you what happens. What happens is we get caught up, myself included, we get caught up in the thick of thin things. We get caught up in the thickness of stupidity with the lovan. Im lovan garti. We get caught up in the news. We get caught up in, as one of the tzaddikim, the Rebbe said, we mistakenly categorize people as religious and not religious. We mistakenly categorize ourselves as religious or not religious. We mistakenly categorize ourselves as somebody who I do this, I don't do that. I do this, I don't do that. As opposed to who ich bin a yid. I'm a yid. Doesn't matter if you say burichata. Doesn't matter if you say Baruch Atah. Doesn't matter how big your yarmulke is. Doesn't matter how small your yarmulke is. Doesn't matter if you have a yarmulke or you don't have a yarmulke. Because yarmulke, you know what? Everyone knows what yarmulke stands for. Yare Malka. A Yare Malka. That's why it's called a yarmulke. A Yare Malka. Which means what? I fear God. So what? If you put this on, you suddenly have Yerushalayim? No, you have to work on Yerushalayim. Person has to work on Yerushalayim. Person has to work on connecting to Hashem, connecting to other Yidden. Everybody here is incredible. Should I tell you why everybody here is incredible? Because you're in a place, you've come to a place where you want to work on yourself. You want to better yourself. You want to love Yidden more. You want to love yourself more. You wanna delve into who you are. And where you came from, and where your mistakes, where did you make your mistakes? The beauty of our yeshiva is that we have people, each and every one of us is so different. You can learn from so many people and say, where is your mistake? Where is my mistake? What's my mistake? There's one person who you can't see, who you'll never be able to see. That's yourself. You can't see yourself. You can see everybody but yourself. But that's where people come in. Yaakov Avinu teaches us, Vayivaser Yaakov Levadai. Yaakov Avinu teaches us, don't follow the crowd when the crowd is lost. Dead fish go with the flow. If you're going to be great, Baruch, I don't know how you got here. I mamash don't know how you got here. But what you did here. What you did here is you got closer to yourself. You got closer to who you are. Got closer to your dreams. Someone told me the other day, he says, I'm gonna talk this out with everybody. He says, he sent me a message. He says, I stopped dreaming. He's a little bit older. He says, what do? I stopped dreaming. So what?
So that's not good. I would have a dream.
So I told him, you didn't stop dreaming. You didn't stop dreaming. It could be, when do you dream? At night, when you're sleeping. Yaakov Avinu is made up Mariv. I said, probably, your body needs to take it slow. Nobody stops dreaming. You can't force yourself to dream. You naturally are going to dream. So what you need to do sometimes in order to dream is maybe you have to go to sleep and sleep a little better so you'll be able to dream, because that's when you're supposed to dream. You can't dream, oh, the Panavizhar Rav says, oh, they told him, you're a dreamer. And he said, yeah, but I don't sleep. It's a good kasha if somebody was thinking that. It's a good kasha. He says, oh, I'm a dreamer, but I don't sleep. The answer is, you're right. There are two times, there's two ways to do it. You got to dream, and then you got to work hard to achieve your dream. But if you're not dreaming anymore, then it could be you need to rest. Yaakov Avinu, I'm Lavan Garti, Vitaryag Mitzvah Shamarti, the lesson is that I didn't learn from the Maisim. Well, we don't realize what the Goyishkeit does, well, we don't realize what Esav does to us, what Yishmael does to us, is that Yishmael and Esav, what they do to us is they weaken us. They make us feel weak. They make us feel that I can't do it. They make me feel that I can't become a Yisrael. They make me feel that I messed up. They don't make me believe that I can, that I have I don't have to dig. I don't have to dig. Do you hear that? You don't have to dig anymore. You don't have to dig. You can have someone come over to you and tell you how beautiful you are. I don't even know. Who's it? Tuvia. I don't even know Tuvia Shik. I don't know Tuvia Shik, but I can tell you one thing. I met Tuvia maybe 2 weeks ago. He's a shtickle on his way to be a Talmud Chacham. How do I know that? Because you could see it, it's in the family. But I want to tell you why I'm inspired by Tuvia. Why am I inspired by Tuvia? Because Vaivaser Yaakov Levadai. He says, I want to come to this shir. I want to hang out in this place. It's popular, it's not popular. You're allowed to. You get rishus. You don't get rishus. He dresses like this. He doesn't dress like that. Everybody knows in this place, Rebbetzin Weinberger once said that this yeshiva is like Olam HaEmes. He says, why? Why is it Olam HaEmes? Because Olam HaEmes, Rebbetzin Weinberger said it, so we know it's true. She said, this yeshiva is Olam HaEmes. Why? Because Olam HaEmes is, nobody cares about anything but Emes over here. Olam HaEmes, no one cares. This guy's that. Some people come to this yeshiva and they say, oh, well, what's the status? I learned in this yeshiva. What are people going to think? And I tell them, I give you about a week. No one could care less. Nobody could care less. Where you learned, what you did. I used to have a job. You can have a guy come in here. He made $10 million. This guy learned all of Shas. You come over here, it's all the same. Why? Because at the end of the day, when you strip away, that's why I'm inspired by you, Tuvia. Because when you strip away all the stupidity, when a person strips away the lavan, because lavan represents all the maisim haraim. It's not just the Torah. That's why you can never judge somebody. How could you ever judge somebody? This guy learns for 2 minutes. This guy learns for 10 hours. How do you know who's better? The Mesillas Yesharim says it straight out. He says that person who has is a baal malacha pechusa. At the end of this sefer, the Mesillas Yesharim says straight out, somebody who is connecting to Hashem, someone who's connecting to Hashem is connecting to Hashem. The cab driver. That's why Eretz Yisrael is incredible. The soldier, the yeshiva bacher, the guy who's learning. How does anybody know what you're struggling with in your tivus? How does anybody know what you're struggling with in your laziness? How does anybody know how much your mother put you down? How much your father neglected you, or vice versa, or the opposite? Maybe you actually come from a great home and you're gaslighting yourself the whole time that, why is there something wrong with me? I have nothing to be upset about. I grew up in a great home. Whatever situation you're going to pick, the Yetzer Hara picks one side, and Yaakov Avinu takes the other side. The Yetzer Hara says, I'm going to make whatever you went through your biggest enemy. That is your enemy. That's why you're not going to seed. That's why you're not going to have a connection to Yiddishkeit. It's not true. You're connected to Yiddishkeit. You're connected to Hashem. The well is already full. It's just about picking up the rock that's on top of it, to be goylel the even. And vaivaser Yaakov levado, I can't say this enough. You got to be able to, I heard once from somebody, they said you got to be able to be strong in your opinions, but be able to be open to hear someone else's opinion. Usually people are either flaky in their opinions, or and they listen to everybody, or they're strong in their opinions and no one can and no one can convince them otherwise. You got to be strong in what you believe, but be able to listen to other people. It comes from Baruch Hashem, the bracha that I said, I think last year, I don't remember when I made this up, but you have to be willing to stand alone, but you can't do it alone. But you have to be willing to be vayivaser. Well, look what Yaakov Avinu got. Look what Yaakov Avinu got. It's a schuss to have Rabbi Cohn here, or Bezalel Cohn here. Common denominator with the people I'm speaking about, and Tuvia, I don't know you as much, but the common denominator is Rabbi, and I'll start with Burich and Rabbi Tal, sweetest of the sweet, but they'll rip the Yetzirah's throat out, the heart out. Why? I always, whenever I see that picture of the Chavetz Chaim, I see the same exact thing. The Chavetz Chaim, I wouldn't mess with the Chavetz Chaim. He'll take the Yetzirah and destroy him. Sweetness, the sweetness, the sweetness, the sweetness. But vayivaser Yaakov levadoi. I'm sweet. Hashem is sweet. The Torah is sweet. Yiddishkeit is sweet. You wanna develop the pnimius. That's what this Rashi teaches us. Im lovan garti. The Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, it's not just about doing the mitzvahs. It's not keeping your finger on the place. It's not about pushing yourself. It's about tapping in to the pnimius of what is Hashem. Taryag Eitin, Taryag Eitzis. The mitzvahs are there to put us on track. The mitzvahs are there. The Torah is there. Yaakov Avinu represents Torah. You know the beauty of Torah? Should I tell you the beauty of Torah? The beauty of Torah is that it's true. When you read a pasuk in Chumash, it's true. If you look at the news, you have no idea whether it's true or whether it's not true. Actually, you do. Assume that it's not true. When you open up a Chumash, it's emes. When you open up a Mishnah, it's emes. It's not sheker. It's not sheker. It's not lovan. And if you keep on going, Burich, I can just tell you, if you keep on going and you keep on connecting yourself, you know, one of the challenges, I'll end off with this. One of the challenges is that we want it very quickly. We want it very quickly. We want it quickly. That's why I'm inspired by Tuvia. The reason I'm inspired by Tuvia is because he didn't come for one day, he came for 2 days, great, geschmack. He's locked in. Be careful. Be careful. The reason I'm saying be careful is because it'll shake you up. It shakes you up. It shakes a person up when you work on yourself. Because when you dig and you hit the water, when you hit the water, what happens is it's like the guy, I forgot who said this, one of the tzaddikim said that one of the dangers of hitting the well and hitting the water is there's no going back. There's no turning back. Once a person, it's one of the things we said that you're ready to get married, is that one of the things is that you've tasted the taste of healing. When you've tasted, sometimes you hear, people listen and they hear a pshat from Rav Nachman, they hear a pshat from one of the tzaddikim, they hear a pshat from the Ishbitzer, they hear, I thought you guys were going to go on number one. You hear a pshat from Rabbi Fear. For real, you speak to Rabbi Tzal Cohn about Rav Nachman. You listen to Rabbi Kalish. you hang out with Slimy Burger.
Yeah.
There's a guy. There's somebody.
Woo.
There is somebody. There's somebody who told me. Slimy's here. There's somebody who told me. There's someone who told me that I told him last year to have a conversation with Slimy. It was Stam Mesich Lefi Tumi, which means I just told him. He was struggling with something. I said, have a conversation, get a ride back with him, schmooze with him, whatever. Schmooze with him, and he had a conversation. He told me it changed his life, the conversation. So you didn't know that. You didn't know that. You didn't know that. You never know. You know. But that, I'll tell you why that's not so crazy. Because once you hit the truth, wait, who is so? We said go, get ready for the clapping. You hang out with Rabbi Fear. You don't hang out with him. You listen to his Torah. There you go. You play music with Rabbi Schick. You go with Tuvia to Yeshiva. Then you have Rabbi Deitch over here. Rabbi Deitch. You guys got to get to know Rabbi Deitch. It's a similar thing. You hang out. Why is it you hang out? You hang out with Shlomo Rosenthal. Why is that doing? You have a conversation. You want to be honest. I said this. You want to be honest with yourself. You want to be really, really honest with yourself. Have a conversation with Shui Sonnenberg. Have a conversation. Have a conversation. That's what's going on over here. That's what's going on. When you connect yourself to Klal Yisrael, to the Pnimius. I was Zoycha the other Friday night. I was Zoycha to go to I sat by Rabbi Chamayer. I've never been, never really, I've seen him. I was zoicha b'schus some of the chashuvei yeshiva here, but I was zoicha to sit next to him. And I was speaking to Aryeh Weiss, who's very close with him. And Aryeh said, "Nu, so what did you feel?" So I'll tell you what I felt. With some tzaddik, every tzaddik has a different way, With Rabbi Chamayer, what I felt was, and he came in Friday night. What time was it? He came in at, where's honey? What time was it? Probably 12 o'clock. 12-ish, 1-ish. It was late. He came in, and a lot of people were there, and I'll tell you what I felt. I felt Yaakov Avinu. I felt he was very, 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 I'm going to use the word, pardon that I'm using this word, very relaxed and chilled out. And I'll tell you why I like that. Because people think to be a tzaddik, you have to be rigid and intense, and you have to change who you are. It's the exact opposite. If you are not, Tzvi Koenig said, sin is Rosh HaTevis, someone I'm not. Someone I'm not. The tzaddik, I myself, why do I talk so much about this for all of us? What I'm trying to do myself, this guy right here. It's like that line that I say, be the best you. I'm like, don't be the best you. Don't worry about being the best you. Let's try you. Just try to be you, right? The kid at the camp. I saw him recently. This kid whose father told him, be the best in the bunk. Shem Yirachem. I saw this kid recently, and I told him, I'm Amish, I didn't tell him the story, Lashon, that would be Lashon Hara, like crazy. But I told him, I gave him such love and acceptance of who he was. And he told me, and then I saw him a few days later, and he says, wow, you Amish made such a, you Amish helped me out so much. You know I helped him out so much? Because we're all trying to be, that's the joke. Yaakov Avinu is just being him. He's just trying to be him. Just try to be, that's where the shame comes from. The shame is when I'm trying to be somebody who I'm not. That's the shame. The difference between shame and guilt. Guilt is I did something wrong. Shame is my essence is something wrong. No, you're perfect just the way you are. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's Ish Tam. That's imlovan garti. Lovan's the exact opposite. Lovan is the swindler. I have to be everything that I'm not. And Yaakov's like, guess what, buddy? I'm in the world of effervescent, flowing water, the mikvah. I'm in the mikvah. I'm in the mikvah. I'm in me. And once you hit you, game's over. Hashem should help. I know we have some questions. It's late. Hashem should help. Burich, we love you. Burich Naiman, we love you. We miss you. You're with us. We'll see you soon, Be'ez Hashem. Have an amazing first day. Light up today with tomorrow. Light up tomorrow with today. This is amazing.